And with no further ado, I turn it over to Alex.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither can we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Oh, man, I always feel like running through a wall when that highlight finishes. Welcome back to the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on a Monday. That means it is time for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager from Hop Valley. Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager won't weigh you down like other beers can. Light Me Up Lager, homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in the WIT, available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. Steve, would you like to start or shall I start?
You can go first.
I'm going to go first. And again, this is us just bringing up our big-time performers from over the weekend. And I am going to start with Dana Altman.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
All right, so Oregon trailed in the first half against Ball City because Ball is not a state, but ended up winning the game by 24. This after beating Coppin City, because Coppin is not a state, by 16, Prairie View by 33, Alabama A&M or whatever it is by 58. Also, today, dude goes out and gets the number 3 ranked recruit in the country, the highest ranked recruit he has ever gotten in Bull Bull. Probably going to be the first true one-and-done guy for the Ducks unless Troy Brown decides to leave. I mean, you really cannot have a better weekend, I guess, than Dana Altman had, just because of the way they won. I mean, that Ball City game, they actually faced a little bit of adversity in the first half, and he learned a lot from his young team, how they were kind of able to just kind of turn it on and take control of that game behind leadership from Peyton Pritchard. And then obviously you cannot overstate how big it is to get a one and done guy away from Kentucky. So again, my guy over the weekend is Dana Altman.
It's lit!
I'm going with, and it's so rare, it's just enemy of enemy equals friend sometimes. I'm just going with the performance last night of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
First of all, they beat the Cowboys. Second of all,
yay,
they beat the Cowboys,
yay,
on the national stage. Third of all, they humiliated the Cowboys on the national stage.
Yay.
Fourth of all, they beat the crap out of the Cowboys in front of Jerry. So
woo-hoo,
it was just glorious. What's it called? Schadenfreude? When you take joy in the misery of others? That was me last night. And the best part about it, it was 9-7 at the half going into the locker room. Cowboys with the lead. And Philly outscored them 30-0. They held them to 14 total first downs, 3 of 14 on third down, 225 total yards. They turned them over 4 times. They rushed on them for more than 215 yards. And that really was a setback for Dallas making the playoffs. And like I said, that was my joy on a Sunday night, watching Dallas and Jarrah get beat down in their backyard. It was lit.
It's lit!
How very Schadenfreudian of you. Oh, that's a
yep,
good word. My next one is the Oregon Ducks defense.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
This might be the first time I've done like 2 of them with just the Ducks. So here's what Khalil Tate did in the 6 games prior, the 6, you know, full games prior to playing the Ducks. He averaged 201 rushing yards per game, just under 2 touchdowns. So it was like 1.8 touchdowns per game. Against the Ducks, 14 carries, 32 yards, 0 touchdowns on the ground. Through the air, 18 of 35, 159 yards, 1 touchdown, two interceptions. Can you, I know like Jim Levitt's already the highest paid coordinator in the conference. Can you double that? Is that possible? Or just make sure he has like a Pepsi machine in his office, like in Moneyball or something like that. Make sure the Pepsis are always paid for and supplied for. Cause that was really, really good. I think Troy Dye got the defensive player of the week in the conference today. I think most fans, anybody who covers this team, looking at what the Oregon defense did last year compared to what they are today and what they did against Arizona, it's really night and day, just amazing stuff from that Oregon defense, getting the turnovers and just completely, I think Ken Woody and I both kind of said to each other after the game, that was the most disciplined defensive performance we've seen an Oregon defense play in a couple of years. So that's my next one, the Oregon D against Arizona.
It's lit!
I am going to go with revived New Orleans Saint quarterback, Drew Brees.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
I like being a 12-year-old and earning a paycheck for it. That just kills me.
Ditto.
So, first of all, it's a wild comeback. And again, to not be a broken record, but a little Schadenfreudian slip here, to see it happen to Dan Snyder, one of my other most favorite owners. So, Brees 29 of 41 for 385 yards. But they scored to make it an 8-point game with about 2.5 to go. Then they marched down the field like nobody's business. On first down, Brees got intercepted, intended for Ted Ginn and Tonic, but they called illegal use of hands and placed the ball to New Orleans 18. 17 yards across the middle, and by the way, no timeouts. Then a big one to Washington's side of the field, then a nice pass to Colby Fleener, and then the touchdown pass, and then they went for two to tie it. Won it in overtime. Misery in D.C., misery for Snyder, misery for Jerry Jones, misery for the Cowboy fans. It was a beautiful thing, and they were lit.
It's lit!